And the WRHI News Center, I'm Teller Cup. The identity of the biopharmaceutical company that's coming to Rock Hill was revealed on Monday night, and it got overwhelming support from area leaders.
I stand for this philo and for this recruitment, and RHEDC does too.
That's Stephen Alexander, board chair of Rock Hill Economic Development. He was one of the many community leaders that supports the arrival of Octapharma. The Swiss company plans to bring $1.5 billion of investment on the former Carolina Panther site. It will create 1,200 jobs and stands as one of the biggest economic development projects in the history of York County. The company that uses plasma to make medicines gave a lengthy presentation at County Council Monday night. Alice Stewart is chief operating officer of Octapharma.
Global leader in the development and manufacturing of human protein therapies. We have over 11,000 employees worldwide, of which the largest entity is here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Almost 90% of the plasma is collected here in the U.S., and we are headquartered in Charlotte, North Carolina. But Octapharma's overall headquarters is in Laeken, Switzerland.
A corporate headquarters and manufacturing facility is planned for the site, with jobs paying anywhere from $102,000 to $140,000 a year. Things did get a bit testy, however, when second reading came about for a fee in lieu of tax agreement. Councilman William Bump Roddy made an amendment that changes the allocation of tax incentives, giving a larger chunk to the school district and giving 0% incentive to the city of Rock Hill, taking their percentage away. Councilman Watts Huckabee disagreed strongly.
And what should be happening here in this county is we should be working strategically with every strategic partner in this county, all 9 municipalities, all 4 school districts. We should be working together. But what are we doing tonight? We're tearing the rest of the bridge down. We should not be doing that.
Second reading passed 5-2, with Watts and Andy Litton being the 2 no votes. More on this story later in the week.